The same thing is true of opinions and beliefs of all kinds. After they have been held a certain length of time, they become, as it were, so stamped in by continual use that it is almost impossible now to change them. While we are young, we are continually taking in new ideas, altering our thought patterns, making up our minds afresh. As we grow older, we become less and less able to accept any new idea which will not fit in with our existing thought pattern. Thus, we become, in James's term, old fogies. Sometimes our thought patterns set while we are still quite young. In a few rare cases, they remain open or alterable even into old age. An old fogey may have become such at 17 or 70. I am almost afraid to say so, says James, but I believe that in the majority of human beings, old fogeyism begins at about the age of 25. Yet when full allowance has been made for all these non-rational factors in the determination of opinion, there remains, not in all minds, not in most minds, but in some, a desire to discover the facts, to think things out in a clear and rational way, to get at the truth at all costs, whatever it may turn out to be. For such minds, this is written.